quite a good student. I was very curious. I like to learn different topics, not only science, but I was interested in history, in literature, of course Italian literature, because I was in Italian school, and I studied Latin also. So I think everything that was catching my imagination or attention, I found it interesting. I start reading like popular articles in newspapers and also popular books about particle physics, because this was were the years after the experiment of the particle physics experiment at CERN, where the so-called W and Z boson particles were discovered. Even if I was not really, you know, understanding, because I didn't have the tools, but all this caught a lot of my attention and imagination. And so then I decided that I wanted to study physics, and so I wanted to do research, although at that time I didn't know really what it would have been, because I was just a student, high school student. I like the fact that, again, we have a language that we can learn and that allows us to enter completely different world. And we can describe it with a lot of details, which is amazing. It's very, really impressive. I would advise them to be very curious and very open to learn more and new topics. And also to choose, in fact, if they have to make a decision about, you know, what to do in their life, which if to go, if they go to college, which kind of you know subject they choose to study, etc. Just to follow their desire. I mean, their dreams, what they want to do. And try to not to be not to follow preconcepts or paradigms, but just be open and be not scared of proposing their own ideas, even if they don't match, you know, the general consensus of other people, etc. So I think the most important thing is to be determined and to just not be scared. And try to not to follow, as I said, preconcepts or paradigms.